We had gotten so much feedback anecdotally from business owners in downtown Traverse City, much of it very good and much of it not so good about the Cherry Festival, and thought it would be a good and fair idea to do more of a scientific survey. So four of our staff people fanned out across downtown over the course of about 3 days and ended up getting 83 surveys back from downtown restaurants and retailers along Front, Cass, Union, and Park Streets.
And what did you find out? Are downtown businesses still excited about the Cherry Festival?
Well, it's very mixed. Certainly at the very top line, you see that 82% of the respondents said that they believe the festival is good for downtown business overall. But when you dig down a little bit deeper and ask some questions about is it good for their business and would they like to see the festival be shorter in duration or see the festival be moved later in July off the 4th of July holiday, you see a great deal of support for both of those ideas. So I think retailers, and I'm sort of summarizing some of the findings here, but a lot of retailers said that they feel like Traverse City has grown up and is doing very, very well, and that downtown can stay busy on its own without the Cherry Festival, for instance, on the 4th of July. So perhaps the Cherry Festival should be moved later to spread the crowds across the month of July and help downtown for a longer period of time.
You asked business owners to compare the Cherry Festival to the Traverse City Film Festival. What did they tell you?
Well, we asked the question, is the Cherry Festival better for downtown business than the Traverse City Film Festival? And 27% said the Cherry Festival is better, and the remainder pointed to the Film Festival. And some of the respondents' comments were that it's a very different audience. You're getting, at the National Cherry Festival, you're getting families that are just not here to spend a lot of money. They spend more time on the beach. They spend more time down at the open space. And the Film Festival demographic is more of an upscale demographic, and they're spending time downtown and spending money downtown.
You know, one person I saw told you that there's a disconnect between the Cherry Festival and kind of the upscale vibe of downtown Traverse City. I thought that was interesting. Did you hear that from anyone else?
We heard that from a few different people, that the idea that downtown has grown up over the last decade or two and the Cherry Festival has sort of stood still. And stood still not so much in a good traditional way, but in terms of, again, the demographics of the audience, that they felt like downtown Traverse City is getting a lot of audience that's more of an upscale boutique shopping audience, but the Cherry Festival is more of a sort of a carnival festival, hot dog eating kind of audience that's not spending enough money downtown in their eyes.
Will you be paying attention Monday night when the city commissioners mull these same sorts of issues?
Well, we'll be watching closely, but frankly, I don't expect a lot of changes. If there were to be wholesale changes to the National Cherry Festival, it would largely be up to the National Cherry Festival. The city of Traverse City has some control and input around parks usage and fees and costs associated with the festival. But for the most part, the festival will only change if it so chooses.
Luke Haas, thanks for speaking with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.